I know you said that there's not a lot of stories behind your songs, but I was just wondering, how was Song of the Summer written?
Oh, well, there are actually lots of stories behind each song. Every song is imbued with tons of different stories. Plus, then I'll answer this question in 1 second. Lots of stories, but really more importantly, story writing and songwriting is kind of like taking the experience of my life. Those are the boundaries by which I live by. Those are my experiences. And then songwriting gives me the license to go a step further and use my imagination to take things a step further, too. So some things are drawn from very specific stories that really happened and were very formative in my life. Other songs, or not even other songs, but that those same songs may then have lines or moments that were me going, you know, this is my chance to explore beyond my boundaries through stories. As far as Song of the Summer goes, it literally came out of the opening line, "I'm looking forward to the song of the summer." That was literally something I said out loud. because I wrote that in 2012. That was when somebody that I used to know was a huge song, and I just loved that song, and I loved Gautier and everything he was doing, and I was like, oh, this is like, we got a good summer song this time around. But it was like in the fall. I was like, I wonder what next summer's Song of the Summer is going to be. I'm looking forward to the Song of the Summer. And that was just kind of a moment where a light bulb went off in my head, and then I don't remember the rest, but that one wrote itself real fast. I think that the second layer to that, the other part of that was, as I wrote the song, I was kind of remembering all the other songs that I would listen in the summertime, and how, like from when I was younger, especially Weezer's album Pinkerton.
Great
was
album.
It's amazing. I remember every lyric of every song of that album, and I hadn't listened to it for about 5 years, and I put it on the other day. I remembered every lyric, and every lyric drew me right back to where I was listening to it, which was particularly a trip to Ecuador I took when I was in eighth grade, and I just remember the bus rides through the Andes and listening to all those songs and like kind of all the memories that it drew up for me. And you know, you think those memories are gone. The older you get, you don't have them anymore. Your life doesn't feel, you wish you could remember what it was like when you were a kid, but you know, because you have music, if you got music that you used to listen to when you were younger, at any time, it just kind of like, it's like a time machine, or a time capsule, it just takes you right back there. And I don't know, summer songs have kind of a way of doing that, because you know, the way our lives are structured, where we have school and then we have summer, there's more of a carefree attitude, there's more time for leisure and listening, maybe even listening to music, maybe even learning how to play music. It made me think of all the girls I had crushes on that I spent summers trying to pursue. And once I got to be a teenager and learn how to play the guitar, it was like, what songs did I used to try to sing to woo girls? but it was basically, so Song of the Summer was kind of my attempt at like a meta song, a song. It's not about songs. I mean, it's about songs, but it never explicitly, it's never like I'm writing a song in the lyric. I've tried to avoid that as best I can. It's going to happen one day. But Song of the Summer was more just kind of like, what's that next level? Why do we have, like, what is it about memory that's so precious? And what do songs do to bring us back there? So it's a mix of very visual memories. A lot of sense memories I have, visual memories and sights and smells, campfires and things like that. That song was kind of a song about all those memories for me.